This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving. Gorgeous human being, it is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I want to let you in to a little secret, is that this is the second time I've recorded that intro, because the first time I said infinite experience, and that's funny because it kind of sums up my frame of mind right now. So if this is not the first episode that you have listened to from me, I am guessing that you will hear a slightly different tone in my voice. And this tone is not the frequency that I would usually record the podcast in. In fact, I would avoid recording anything at all cost if this was where I was vibrating at. But I wanted to turn on the mic this morning because we are one day out from Infinite Receiving Live. We currently have 196 tickets sold, and I am about to host the biggest event of my life. And I know that this is going to be a masterpiece. I know that it is going to be so exquisite. We are going to be creating so much magic. And at the same time, like right now, how I feel is heavy. Right now, in this moment, I feel like a pressure in my chest, and I feel the emotion just simmering beneath the surface. Like one person has to say one wrong thing, and I know that I will be in floods of tears. And it feels really important, actually, to share this with you live in this moment, because I think that you don't get to see this. You don't get to see this side of the leap. You just get to see the results. You will just get to see, you know, tens and tens, if not hundreds of different Instagram stories over the next few days. And it is going to look so magical and so special, and I'm going to love it so much, but you don't get to see this bit. And what is interesting is that the emotion that I feel, which I would describe as sadness — I hate using the word overwhelm. I'm sure if you go through enough of these episodes, you will find me saying somewhere at least 50,000 times that overwhelm is a choice. So I'm not going to use that word, but I definitely feel stretched. I feel really stretched. I feel stretched between my commitments as a mum. I've got two kids here at home. One is sick. One is just at home. I've got my dog who I'm going to have to — it creates a little bit of stress not being present at home when you have a dog as frequently as what you would be if you were in a 9-to-5. And so that is on my mind, because after the event, I fly straight out to New York to go and mastermind with Hay House, which will be amazing, but it's an extra thing. There are a few last minute things that I haven't done. I need to go through the slides for the presentation. I need to create some more collateral for one of the exercises that we have that we've never done before. There's just a few things that I need to tidy up. And then I'm talking on relationships because this is the thing that is so present for me in my life right now, the relationship with myself, and then how that is mirrored out in all of my other relationships. And so there's stretchiness there. Like, I teach from this place of, this is what I've learned and this is what I'm learning. And so everything feels very, very present. And I think that I have spent so much time over the last month really, really looking after my energy, looking after what I'm putting in my body, making sure that I am moving my body, invigorating myself with the ice baths, and now doing the sea swims, intermittent fasting, journaling, meditating. Like, I have done all of the things. I've not watched any TV unless I'm with my kids. I've just been really, really mindful that I am uber prepared. And I think that in that mindfulness and intention, what is also present is still the duality of life. And I say so often, you cannot good your way into heaven. Like, people think that if you do all of the right things, that you are always going to feel amazing. And that isn't true. It isn't life. And so right now, there have been a couple of things personally that have brought up this sense of like, wow, look at all of the things I'm holding. Look at all of the things I'm holding. And in this moment, before I go into the event, there is this sense of, if somebody just flicked me here, I could let it all go. It could all come, I'm going to say crumbling down, but it could just all fall. Like, that's how it feels in this moment. And I know that that actually isn't a true thought. That thought isn't true, but that is how it feels. And so my work over the next 23 hours is going to be to really allow this emotion to move through my body, so that when I step on stage tomorrow, I am the clearest channel and the clearest vessel for the messages that desire to come through. And that is the work. This is the work that is happening not just before a big event. This is the work that is happening all of the time, actually. When you see somebody succeeding and doing it in a way that resonates with you, in a way that you desire, there is a level of self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and willingness to see and feel the discomfort that comes with being the person who is audacious enough to go to the edge. And I want to say that it's not easy. But I do believe that if you want it, you are capable of moving to that edge, dancing with the edge, playing with the edge. If you want it, it's really important to know that this is part of it. There's nothing wrong with you because you've been doing all of the things and you still feel a certain kind of way. There isn't a certain kind of way that you would love to have on Instagram or Facebook or where else, wherever else you are publicly. And so it feels very special and very important to share this with you. I am really, really looking forward to sharing what comes after, and I will do. And I really want you to use this, share this, remember this the next time you are going for your dreams, feeling stretched, doing big things. I want you to know that this is part of it. And the only thing that you have to remember is to not hold it, to not suppress it, and allow the energy to move through you. This is part of the journey. I love you so much. I'm so grateful that you listen to my podcast. And if this resonates, let me know. If you've appreciated this, let me know. If this has hit home, share it with a friend. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.